T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Riverside County Agricultural Commissioner Ruben Arroyo. We're going to be talking about Newcastle disease, which was recently found in Northwest Riverside County. It's a disease that affects chickens and poultry. So thank you for joining me today, Ruben. Appreciate the time.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
First of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Agricultural Department? What does your department do?
Well, the Agricultural Commissioner Sealer's Office, we handle all things agriculture, regulatory, from pesticides to fruits and vegetables out in the field to exports and even scales and gas pumps and scales at your grocery stores.
So you do a wide range of things that people may not have thought that the Agriculture Department does.
Exactly. So, you know, we're there to ensure the safety of consumers both at the grocery store and out in the fields from pesticides, and we ensure the safety of all citizens here in Riverside County.
Now, the confirmed case of Newcastle disease has been found in Northwest Riverside County. Tell us about that. What exactly is Newcastle disease?
Yeah, the disease was found over near Mira Loma in Riverside County. We have a total of 5 cases in backyard-type birds, whether they be chickens and any relatives of the chickens there. And the disease was formerly known as new exotic Newcastle disease, and it's now virulent Newcastle disease, and it's a highly contagious viral disease, and it's that can affect poultry and other birds. And in rare cases, you know, it can actually affect humans, but that has is very rare.
Now, if chickens are infected, do they show any symptoms or any signs of the disease?
Yeah, the symptoms, the birds get the swelling around the eyes and a purplish type color, swelling of the wattle and comb. Fluid could be coming out from the beak and nasal areas and twisting of the neck and head. Loss of appetite, diarrhea, and of course, sudden death.
Does Newcastle disease affect only chickens? Can it affect other birds as well?
Yeah, it's chickens and poultry species, including turkeys, ducks, geese, partridges, pheasants, quails, peacocks, doves, pigeons, you name it. And then, of course, the poultry products could also be carrying the disease, and that's the eggs and manure, fertilizer, and equipment used in the production of those poultry type of birds.
And how is it spread?
Now, it's spread through the fluids of those things I just mentioned there, whether it be the feces or, the fluids coming from the nose or from the beak area.
Now, what are some of the precautions that need to be taken?
You know, the main thing that we're trying to tell people in general is basically the biosecurity type thing. And that can be the simple as washing your hands and scrubbing boots before and after entering a poultry area, cleaning and disinfecting your tires and equipment before moving them off your property, and then, of course, isolating your birds if you happen to be showing your birds from somewhere and kind of keeping them isolated from your flock at least 30 days before placing them back into your area.
Now, right there, you're talking mainly about chicken farms and people that have lots of chickens for production. But what about owners with backyard chickens? What do they need to be aware of?
Oh, same thing. I mean, if they're going to be visiting other people that have birds, to keep their own birds safe, following those simple biosecurity measures will hopefully ensure the safety of their birds. And of course, keeping their birds in their own area there and not moving their birds around.
You said that humans rarely, if ever, contract Newcastle disease, but are there any symptoms that people would exhibit if they did contract the disease?
Yeah, now, like I said, it's very rare cases, and now it's only some of the symptoms that could occur in humans is they may get some eye inflammation or a mild fever-like type symptoms, but it does not come from contact with any of the meat or any of the other byproducts if it's, you know, well cooked and that.
Okay.
And that type of thing.
Okay, now if someone suspects that their chickens may be infected, what do they need to do?
They need to contact some of the regulatory agencies. You know, they can call my office, but the main hotline that we're hoping that people will call is the Sick Birds Hotline, and that's 866-922-BIRD, or 866-922-2473.
Okay, now where can they find more information about Newcastle disease? Does the county have a website that they can go to?
We've been referring everyone to the California Department of Food and Agriculture website, and that's at cdfa.ca.gov. And they can just look at the main page there, and you'll see the virulent Newcastle disease little flag there on the homepage.
As we close, is there anything you'd like chicken farmers and just people that have backyard chickens, what they should know about Newcastle disease?
Yeah, you know, we're just hoping that just to kind of the outreach and education efforts that both USDA and CDFA and, of course, my office are trying to just spread the word about biosecurity. And, of course, with the quarantine involved in this, is just kind of keeping your birds at home and following those simple biosecurity measures will help ensure the safety of this disease and keeping it away from our production facilities and keeping it maintained in those quarantine zones.
Okay, now you say quarantine. What do you mean by quarantine?
Yeah, the state veterinarian has imposed a quarantine around San Bernardino and Riverside areas, which means that they want to ensure that they don't move in any type of quarantine, move the disease or the birds away from that quarantine. So the quarantine more or less pretty much puts a hold on the population of animals on the premises where they are now located, and hopefully, you know, like I mentioned, keeping your birds segregated and isolating your animals if you do have some that have been or have come back into the quarantine. And then the quarantine also ensures that that no poultry or eggs or the byproducts shall be moved. Again, maintaining that quarantine, keeping any of the products within that area, and that if you do find any of those birds, they will need to be euthanized and disposed of.
Now, does that mean that they're shutting down the production of chicken and eggs?
No. This is just to ensure in those areas right now in both San Bernardino and the Mira Loma area that the movement of birds are kept at a minimum in those areas. Now, there has not been any finds of the disease in any of the production areas.
So that's just to keep the existing poultry in its place so that it doesn't spread.
Exactly.
Okay, Riverside County Agricultural Commissioner Ruben Arroyo, thank you very much for joining us today. Ruben, appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.